A very warm welcome to our worship service for this week. Delighted that you are with us. If you're joining us for the first time, a special welcome to you. I hope you will feel at home with us today. We're going to start by using some words that are going to come up on the screen, and I invite you to join in as we seek together to draw near to God so that He will draw near to us. So let's say, God is here. God invites. God welcomes home. God is with us. God reveals truth. God lights our way. Amen. As we continue our approach towards God, let's sing a hymn that reflects what we're seeking to do today in the name of God the Father. Come this morning in different ways, some of us feeling unwell, some of us as healthy as we've ever felt, some of us our lives have changed beyond recognition, some of us have jobs that are now frightening, some have no job, some are incredibly busy, some are bored, Some of us are grieving. Some of us are full of faith. And some of us are scared. But whoever we are, and however we are going to pray. And we're going to use a simple prayer that we used a few weeks ago. And we're going to pray it first of all for ourselves. May the love of Christ take hold of me. May the light of Christ shine in my heart. May the love of Christ flow through me like a river. So pray that with me for yourself today. May the love of Christ take hold of me. May the light of Christ shine in my heart. May the love of Christ flow through me like a river. And now pray this for people you love today. Maybe for those who you feel are in a special need today. May the love of Christ take hold of them. May the light of Christ shine in their hearts. May the love of Christ flow through them like a river. Pray it if there's anybody in your life that makes life difficult. You don't have to tell them that they're that person today. But it would do your soul good and theirs to pray this prayer for them. May the love of Christ take hold of them. May the light of Christ shine in their heart. May the love of Christ flow through them like a river. Pray for our government and for all who have authority over us. May the love of Christ take hold of them. May the light of Christ shine in their heart. May the love of Christ flow through them like a river. Pray for key workers today, for those who work in the NHS, for care workers, for people who work in shops and transport and lots of other essential things. May the love of Christ take hold of them. May the light of Christ shine in their heart. May the love of Christ flow through them like a river. And pray again for yourself. May the love of Christ take hold of me. May the light of Christ shine in my heart. May the love of Christ flow through me like a river. And let's pray, using the words that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Okay, we're going to sing another song now. I hope this one's going to liven us up a bit. Let's get ready to face the day together in the armour of God. If you know the actions, please do join in.
Every morning when I wake, I get ready, got my armour for the day. Hey! I get ready, this way, I know you're with me every step I take. Oh, this way, I know you're with me every step I take. I got the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the belt of truth around my waist when I am weak. You make me strong, never back down. I got my God suit on.
Clap your hands on this bit.
Oh, this way, I know you're with me every step I take. I got the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, the belt of truth around my waist. When I am weak, you make me strong, never back down. I got my God suit on, your saving grace will guard my head. Your righteousness like a bulletproof vest, these good new shoes were made to run. This way, I know you're with me every step I take. Oh, this way, I know you're with me every step I take. I got the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, the belt of truth around my waist. When I am weak, you make me strong, never back down. I got my God suit on. Guard my head, your righteousness like a bulletproof vest. These good new shoes were made to run, never back down. I got my God suit on, never back down. I got my God suit on.
Right, well, I hope that's livened you up. It's been great this week again to receive some of your artwork. Please do keep sending it to me. I love to see it each week, and we can put some of them in the service. First of all, today, here's a artwork around the cross of Jesus, just to remind us where the center point of our faith really lies. And now here's another one. Jesus defeated the grave. His life did not end on the cross. Let's just take that message in for a moment. And then here's a practical message with a picture of a rainbow. We're seeing so many of these nowadays. Let's remember that the rainbow is a symbol of hope in the Bible. God's promise that he's going to take care of the earth. God's promise that even when it's pouring with rain, the light is still shining and creating beautiful patterns all around us. But do stay safe, everybody, as much as you can. And here's a lovely work. And let's just read the prayer that's on it. Thank you, God, for stitching beautiful people in the fabric of my life. Their colourful patterns and personalities have added richness in my life. Please keep my precious threads safe and bright. And now we've got a short video from one member of our church family.
This is a firework and it spins. A spinning firework.
So this is Jonah's latest origami model and it's called what, Jonah?
Mini Infinity Firework.
Mini Infinity Firework, and it, the paper just curves around. Want to show it the camera? Yeah, and twist it. Wow! So Jonah just wanted to share this with all his church family because he said it might cheer them up. Have you got anything else you want to say, Jonah?
I don't know.
That was great. Thanks. Now, a few notices this morning. If you're watching at our normal service time on a Sunday morning, we do have our virtual communion and coffee afterwards. You are really welcome to join this. Please do, though, confirm your attendance on the events page on the Facebook site, and then we can make sure that you get an invitation. And have a bread and wine or something to eat and drink ready so you can take part. If you're not part of our church family and we don't know you, we would like to have a chat with you before bringing you in. So if you send us a message, then hopefully we'll be able to bring you in on our after-service Zoom session next week. We're keeping these services fairly short, but do take a look on the Facebook page. We've posted a number of ideas of things you can do. Some of them are practical, some of them have worldwide influence, some of them are for all ages, for children. Please do take a look. There are lots of ways that you can worship God today. Our deacons, that's our trustees, are meeting on Thursday. If you want to raise anything, please do let us know. We're doing our best to stay in touch with everybody, but please do not feel that you have to wait for us to call you. Please message us. Don't use the phone number for the church building. It's not switched on at the moment. Please do message us or use some way that's going to work to get through. Now, Bible study. One of the best ways to get to know Jesus is to get to know the Gospels. And we're offering at the moment a Bible study on the Gospel of Mark. You can do it by email, you can do it by text. What happens is I will send you a short reading, a few notes, a couple of questions. You have a look at that. It should just take a few minutes to do. You send me your answers, I have a quick look at them, and then I send you the next set of notes. I won't be marking them or anything like that. The idea behind the questions is just to give you an opportunity to think about what you're reading. Someone who's doing this said to me this week that there's a lot more to these passages than is immediately obvious. And I would totally agree with that. There is so much. It is an amazing book, Mark's Gospel. This is an opportunity in a way that's little and often to get to know it so much better, and so to get to know Jesus better. If you'd like to do that, please message me and I can send you the first set of notes. Now, money. I realise what I said last week wasn't totally clear, so I'll try again this week. Thank you to everybody who is donating to the church at the moment. If you want to donate to the church, the best way to do it at the moment is by bank transfer. If you can do that, please message us. We can send you the bank details of the church. We've discovered that there are several ways of doing bank transfers. So if you're not used to internet banking, it may still be possible. But if you can't do a bank transfer, or it's just a bit too difficult for you, and you normally give by offering envelopes, please, if you are able, please keep putting your money in week by week. And I do stress, if you are able, I know that these are hard financial times for some of us, but please do put the money in every week, and then in time we'll be able to collect that money, and it will be really important for everything that the church is doing. Well, we have our virtual coffee and communion after the service. The communion service is really important to us. Let's think about how it all began.
On the night before Friday, not a moment too soon, Jesus took his friends to an upper room. They had a good meal and a really nice chat. And this is what happened right after that.
There was a hunk of bread on the table there, so Jesus picked it up and he said a prayer. Then he broke it into pieces and he said to them, "Take it and eat it, because I am your friend."
There was a cup of wine on the table too, so he lifted that up and he said, "Thank you." Then he passed it round, the wine was red, and when they'd all had a drink, this is what he said.
"That wine is like the blood pumping round my heart, and it's going to be the sign of a brand new start. My body will be broken just like this bread, and my blood will be spilled and I will be dead.
You'll see it happen before your very eyes, but 3 days later you'll see me rise. Death won't hold me, I'll break the chains, and soon I promise I'll be back again.
And when you meet together from time to time, remember me and with bread and wine, my body and my life laid down for you. Take it and remember I died for you."
Well, I've got my friend Squeak here today, and he was very keen to join in and be part of our service today. Oh, sorry, what's that, Squeak? You want to join in the communion service? Oh, that's really good. I'm not quite sure about birds taking part in communion, but we'll pass that one for now. What's that? Oh, that isn't the problem. So what is the problem? You don't think that you're good enough to take part in the communion. And you see all of these people on Zoom and you think they're better than you. I wouldn't worry too much about that. Lots of people think that. Oh. You say you've done some really, really bad stuff. Oh, that. Oh, no, I don't think we're going to tell people about that. But you know something, Squeak? There's something really important here. Do you know that when Jesus gave out the bread and the wine, he even gave it to Judas, the one who was about to betray him? Yeah, I know. It's shocking, isn't it? But that's what Jesus did. Jesus loved Judas so much that he wanted to have him at the meal. And I know that you wouldn't want to betray Jesus like that. So I'm sure that you're invited. And then Peter, he was at the meal. And Peter was about to really let Jesus down, just like sometimes we let Jesus down. But Jesus wanted him at the meal. In fact, Jesus even washed Peter's feet that evening to show him just how much he loved him. Yeah, I know. Washing feet, bit strange in our culture, but it made a lot of sense then. The Bible says, I want you to understand this, the Bible says that God can forgive any sin that any human being ever commit against any other human being. Yeah, including yours, Squeak. Even the bad thing that I'm not telling anybody. Yeah, even that. So you're invited to the meal. Yeah, everybody's invited. Jesus loves everyone. He wants us all to come and to remember him and to be family together. Even though you're a bird. Oh, well, that one's a bit more difficult. I'll have a think about that one. And now it's time for us to pray. On the Facebook page, I've posted a link to an interview with Roshan Mendes, who is a Christian leader in Sri Lanka. He's somebody who's very well prepared to be able to talk about facing disaster. The country he lives in has had 30 years of civil war, and last year churches and other buildings were targeted in a string of bomb attacks. So his wisdom, it is really worth paying attention to. But he's asked in the interview, what are the prayer requests for Sri Lanka? And in fact, they're pretty similar to what we'd want to pray for this country. So let's use his prayer requests, and we remember Sri Lanka, we remember other countries. We've also been asked today to pray for Yemen, which is facing the biggest humanitarian crisis in the world. 24 million people are struggling to survive, as the country is on the brink of famine, and now coronavirus has been reported there. Let's come to God in prayer. For all nations of the world, including Sri Lanka, including Yemen, including our own, we pray for pastors who are physically separated from their congregations today, that you would strengthen them to do the work that they have to do now. We pray for households whose income has changed, and for businesses and industry that are no longer doing what they normally do. We pray against certain elements who would stigmatize and bring in racist elements into the conversation around coronavirus. We pray for the impact of coronavirus on our churches, both economically and as a community. For the economic impact on the nation, with significant loss of jobs. For households who pay rent and who may be at risk of being evicted. For those who are in despair to receive the support that they need. For wisdom for the government and all in leadership to work together. In Sri Lanka, there is an impending election. Parliament has been dissolved. There is an absence of voice for the people. For required equipment and testing kits. And for those who lead and coordinate all the help that needs to be given. We pray today. I know that many of us have specific people, specific situations we want to pray about. They may be nothing to do with the coronavirus because normal life still continues. So in a moment of quiet, let's offer our personal prayers to God today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now it's time for today's Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you came together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you came together as a church, I hear that there were divisions among you. And I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you, in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you eat, come together. Is it not the Lord's Supper that you eat? For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat in and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of our Lord. Let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body and drinks judgment on himself. This is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together, eat. Wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home. So that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. About the other things, I will give you directions when I come. Thanks be to God.
So here is bread, and here is wine. The night before he died, Jesus took bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to his friends, and he took the wine, and he passed around the cup, and he told them to remember him. From the very beginning, people who believe in Jesus have gathered to share meals. We can't do that at the moment as we might like to, but it is in our DNA. Jesus loved to eat with people. He got into trouble because he ate with the wrong sort of people. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell us the story that on the last night of his earthly life, Jesus broke bread. He said, "This is my body." He took the cup and he said, "This is my blood." And Jesus died and he rose again. And God poured out the Holy Spirit. And the believers kept on eating together. It says that they met with glad and generous hearts. It's one of the first things we read about the first generation church. Well, 20 years later, the good news about Jesus had reached Greece. A group of believers in Corinth were coming together and they were sharing bread and wine and they were remembering Jesus. It was quite a gathering, rich and poor together, radical. But everyone was bringing their own food and eating their own food. So the rich were eating very well, some of them even getting drunk. And the poor, in some cases, were eating nothing. And Paul writes to them, he is not happy. This isn't the Lord's Supper. It matters that when we come together, even if we're doing it this way, that we do it well, that we eat and drink well. To use Paul's words, if we don't recognize the body of Christ, we are in big trouble. The bread helps us to remember Jesus, but the bread isn't his body. His body now is us because he lives by his Spirit in us. If I'm going to recognize the body of Christ, I must recognize his presence in you. And you must recognize his presence in me and everyone that you share the meal with. The body of Christ once hung on a cross, and we remember that. But to see the body of Christ today, if you're able, come on to Zoom with us at 11:30. And there you will see the body of Christ on screen after screen, as you could see his body in countless churches today. Paul tells us to examine ourselves before we take the bread and wine. So here's the question. Are we recognizing the body of Christ? Are we honoring the people who are part of his body? If we don't, we dishonor Jesus. The rich people in Corinth were not just dishonoring other people. They were dishonoring the Jesus who lived in those people. They were treating Jesus shamefully. So here's the deal. Believe in Jesus today and he will come and he will live in you. But he insists that you understand that he lives in other people too. They are to be respected. They are to be honored. As it says it in verse 32 of our Bible reading, if we don't honour them, then God may judge us to save us from a bigger judgment at a later date. So if you can, you are invited to our Zoom communion. Message us now. Tell us that you want to come. You are an honoured guest. You are welcome to eat with people. And in those people, the presence of Jesus Christ lives today. It is a privilege for you to eat and drink with them. It is a privilege for them to eat and drink with you. Just grab some bread or something, grab some wine or something. It doesn't matter what. It's the remembering and the fellowship together that counts. You are invited to share a meal with the King. And he will be there. Present in each person. But before we do that, I'm going to invite us to sing. We're going to sing together a song called 10,000 Reasons, one that speaks of the great kindness of God and the great confidence we have that no matter what we face, that he is good and he is generous and he loves us. Let's appreciate who God is as we sing together.
His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unbending. Then 1,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name.
Thank you for being part of our worship this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord turn His face toward you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.